This is Arizona Trails, and I'm Eb Everline. And with me in the studio today are three gents from the Arizona Conservation Corps, Tyler, Shaden, and Skyler. And so, what's it all about, Tyler?
Well, so as I'm sure Eb here can tell you, hiking is a great opportunity to get into the great outdoors, but a good trail is important, and it takes a lot of hard work. So here at Arizona Conservation Corps, we obviously do a lot of trail work, but we also do a lot of other stuff too. So if you're interested in getting into the great outdoors, living and working out there, there's opportunities in things like invasive species removal with chainsaw, opportunities for recent era veterans to do wildland fire suppression, and then, of course, also lots of opportunities in trail building and maintenance.
Sweet. Shaden.
Yeah.
You're a crew leader.
I am.
How long you been a crew leader?
I've been leading for four seasons. I've led two adult trail crews. One was an ancestral lands crew working in the Tonto National Forest, maintaining sections of the Arizona Trail. My favorite part about leading crews so far is connecting people to the land, connecting people with other people, and letting the people that I lead learn more about themselves through the work that we do.
Skyler, you're a crew leader too. How long you been doing this?
I've been crew leading ever since 2014, and I've been doing every summer. In between, I've been going to Arizona State University, so up north, but I've done it every summer since then. And before that, I started in 2011 with Youth Conservation Corps, or Youth Conservation, and then I went up to just regular member. So every summer since 2011, with the exception of this past winter term.
And you were telling me how you've done trail work in the Grand Canyon. That must be spectacular.
Yeah, I mean, the Grand Canyon itself, just to be there, is amazing. But normally, as a tourist, you're there for maybe a day or two. But with the terms that I did, I was there for a total of 9 months. And you get to explore the canyon way, way more than you normally would get to. And you learn so many things about the way a Grand Canyon works, just meeting all the rangers and the staff who talk to the tourists and make sure people don't go into the canyon unprepared. I worked with Preventative Search and Rescue, and I worked up on the rim. I worked at the greenhouse that they have there, getting rid of invasive species, and then cultivating exotic and rare species and putting them back in the wild. I worked on the North Rim, and we did some project with bisons, and they have a bunch of water up there on the North Rim, and the bison that they have there are sort of missing with it. So we built fences to stop them as best as we could. I mean, they're big animals. You can't do much.
I've seen them on the North Rim, yeah. The House Rock Valley there, and every once in a while they bust through into the park.
In my time there at the Grand Canyon, I was leading ancestral lands crews, and those are comprised of Native American youth, typically the tribes that are associated with the Grand Canyon. And that was really my favorite part about crew leading. Wasn't where I was leading, but I was leading Native American youth. And a lot of those kids now, they're crew leaders themselves. And that's where I met Shaden, and we've been together sort of in the core world ever since then. And so I think what I really take away from this work is the people that I met. But of course, it's amazing to be in some wild areas like the Grand Canyon.
And I'm thinking that the crews are not just all men. It's young men and young women both, right?
Yeah, young girls, young boys, sometimes older people up to 25. But yeah, co-ed crews.
Thank you, Skyler.
You're welcome.
Well, wow, there's so much that people can get out of joining the Arizona Conservation Corps. A last thought, Tyler?
Yeah, so if folks are interested in getting into this, our next up-and-coming season is through the Conservation Corps New Mexico, which is based out of Las Cruces. And information about that can be found at corpsnm.org, and that's corpsnm.org. Or you can find out more about our upcoming Chiricahua crew, which will be starting in May. And that can be found at azcorps.org, C-O-R-P-S.
Excellent. Well, guys, I'm jealous. I want to come out and get with you guys and see working on the trail and be right there with you.
Well, you're always welcome to come on out for a hike.
So, looking forward to seeing you working out in the wild with guys like these. This has been Arizona Trails with Eb Eberline.